you can call me whatever you want.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. All right, Char, what do you got for me today?
Well, today I'm talking comfort food. There's chill in the air, and there's nothing better than after, you know, a long autumn day to get in the kitchen and whip up something super, super comfort food using one of my favorite pantry staple ingredients, which is pasta. I love pasta because it's such an economical pantry staple, and it just lends itself well to a variety of different flavor profiles, and really anybody can cook pasta. Like, Kev, can you cook pasta?
Oh, it's the easiest thing to cook.
It really is. The three recipes that I'm sharing today, there's no doubt the listeners will recreate them with ease and gobble them up. Starting with a creamy white bean chicken Alfredo pasta.
Oh my.
And this one is absolutely delicious. So I like to use the Etel Pasta Artisan Pasta. What I love about Etel Pasta is it's made right here in Canada with 100% Canadian wheat. And the line of Artisan, it's a little bit, has a rougher texture, so it absorbs all the amazing sauces and flavors and anything that you add into the pasta. So for this dish, we are going to make an Alfredo sauce, but we're doing a twist on Alfredo sauce, and we're making it with white beans instead. Traditionally, an Alfredo sauce is made with butter and cream and lots of parm, which is fabulous, but this one's a little bit healthier and uses a pantry staple, which is the white beans. Healthier meaning lots of plant protein and fiber. So you're going to buzz up the beans in a food processor, add some garlic, lemon zest, chili flakes, salt and pepper, and you're going to set that aside. And then you're going to cook the box of Etel Pasta Artisan Fusilli. And you're going to, a little tip, you're going to reserve a little bit of pasta water because it's really starchy. Okay. And then we're going to add that water into our bean mixture. And then you're going to toss the bean mixture with the cooked pasta and some chicken and bacon and parm, and it's absolutely delicious. So all of the recipes will be up on my website, charmainbroughton.com. But, you know, if you were vegetarian, you could omit the chicken and add in leftover grilled veg, and or you could even add in a can of tuna instead of chicken, you know, if you didn't want to go and take the step of cooking the chicken.
Fantastic. Charmaine Broughton, Canadian celebrity chef on the phone. Char, so that one sounds good. What's your second one?
So the second one is a recipe from my cookbook, and it's my cheesy pesto pasta bake with German salami. It is absolutely delicious. For this one, we're going to start off by making a homemade pesto. And again, I will have all the recipes up on my website. And when I make a pesto, I like to add, or I like to use pesto as an excuse to use up all of those leftover fresh herbs. You know, maybe you've made a recipe the night before that called for 2 tablespoons of fresh dill, but you bought a whole head of it, got a bunch left. So, you know, utilize all those fresh herbs in your pesto. And then once you've made the pesto, you're going to add a little bit of cream cheese to it and some milk. And you're going to buzz all that up in the food processor. And cook your box of pasta. So again, I like to use the Etel Pasta Artisan Fusilli for this one. But you could use penne. You could even use a rigatoni. And then you're going to toss the cooked pasta with your prepared pesto, cheesy pesto sauce, some sliced up Genoa salami, some sun-dried tomatoes for some saltiness, and a head, cut up a head of broccoli into florets. Toss it all together, sprinkle some cheese on top in a casserole dish, put it into the oven for about half an hour, and you have this amazing cheesy pesto pasta bake that I guarantee will be a family favorite. I've had a ton of great feedback about this recipe from my cookbook. It's definitely been a favorite with readers.
Fantastic. And your cookbook available, of course, at Amazon. And there will be a link to your website where you can also pick up your cookbook at mystratfordnow.com. Charmaine Broughton is with me. And one more nice comfort food pasta recipe, Char.
Yes. So this is the gemelli pasta with gorgonzola cream and walnuts. This, I love this recipe. It's perfect for a weeknight supper and or, you know, if you're having guests over on the weekend, the gorgonzola adds like an element of elegance to it. And if you weren't a fan of gorgonzola because it is that, you know, I'll call it that stinky cheese, you could use like a goat cheese instead. You could even use brie cheese for something a little bit more mild, but I love a good strong gorgonzola. So for this recipe, it's super easy. You're going to saute some shallots and or you could just use a white cooking onion diced up, saute it in some butter, add in some 35% whipping cream and chicken stock, bring it to a boil, add in your crumbled gorgonzola and some parmesan cheese, toss it with the cooked gemelli pasta, and then toss the whole thing with a nice handful of walnuts and chopped fresh parsley, and you can top the whole thing with Parmesan cheese as well. It's absolutely delicious, so creamy, so many different textures going on, and then all the different flavors, like with the parsley and the walnuts and the gorgonzola. Flavor explosion in your mouth.
That sounds awesome. And if people are liking what you're putting down, where do they find your recipes, Char?
Yeah, so they can find all the recipes at my website, charmybroughton.com. But if they're looking for more amazing pasta recipes, they can also go to etelpasta.com. But I'll have all the information up on my website as well.
Perfect. And you can find Char's website and ways to purchase her book in the on-air section of mystratforddown.com.